looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for you as a family caregiver. How are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you holding up? 877-655-6755. 877-655-6755. John, did you recognize that voice singing?
I did.
John's holding up a sign to you, Gracie, but I don't think you can see it. She's here with us. That was Gracie.
Your big head's in the way.
My big head's in the way. This is my wife, Gracie. That was her. I love the fact I can have her as bumper music.
And, she is, you don't have to pay royalties or anything, you know.
Well, I pay for it. Just trust me, I pay for it. John, do you have any idea how difficult it is to be a trophy husband? I mean, it is a burden.
I imagine it is just so much work day in, you know.
Heavy lies the crown.
John needs to be turned up more. I like to hear John.
Most people do. All right, listen to this. Imagine a parent at the end of a rope caring for a special needs child. And they get a daily phone call from a caring person breaking through the isolation and checking on that stressed mom or dad. What kind of difference do you think that would make? Particularly, we've gotten a sense of isolation now in the coronavirus. But think about that parent who is just feeling so alone, so lonely, so isolated, and they get a phone call that just checks in on them and says, how are you doing? Imagine going to the grocery store in peace while knowing a sentry was on duty for your aging loved one, that you didn't have to be afraid, being able to look at them on your phone or from the watch. You know, John, do you have an iWatch? Or whatever those things are
called. I do not, but I do have, I've got an Amazon show, and I can drop in from anywhere and take a look.
I have a Dick Tracy decoder ring. Does that count?
Yeah. Well, be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
We'll
talk to you about that, Gracie, later on.
Being able to look at it from your phone, from your watch, from what John just said, whatever that was. And imagine
it's
an Alexa device that has a camera and a screen on it, and I can drop it on the kids, or if I really want to, I can have every device in the house like broadcast a PA. And be the voice of dad.
Well, imagine being able to do that. Safely monitor your loved one if they're in an assisted facility during the quarantine, because people are having to trust that they're being cared for, you know, by the staff and so forth. And then imagine a system that guarantees your privacy with such a network that it provides a $1 million guarantee. These are services that are available to you right now. Gracie and I take advantage of them. You can go to companion247.com, companion247.com. But I do this with Gracie, and I wanted her to talk a little bit today about why she finds this valuable. Because Gracie is a very vulnerable individual. She has two prosthetic legs. She lives with a lot of significant mobility challenges from orthopedic damage and trauma that she's had over these 37 years since her car wreck. And so you can't just abandon her and leave her to her own devices there to hopefully, you'll be all right, pin a $20 bill on her shirt and say best of luck to you. I mean, you can't do that. You have to provide a mechanism where she feels safe, but at the same time, she doesn't want to feel smothered, do you, darling?
No.
And how do we know that you don't want to feel smothered?
Because I tell you.
Because I've smothered her. But it's but she's tell us a little bit. What is this? What are some of the services that you take advantage of through Constant Companion?
Well, number one, we've discovered, especially in Montana, I can snow ski, but apparently I'm a huge fall risk. You know, just being an amputee, and then when I'm in the chair, I mean, you know, I've given myself a couple concussions of it, you know, falling back, and you know, another and Peter wasn't there, and I'm thinking, what am I gonna do? I'm just gonna lie here until somebody comes. Seriously, so in the bathroom, there's one, but that one's white. And she is on no disturb. So if something happened and I fell, then I would say, computer, call for help. That's all I need to do. Computer,
gotcha.
Call for help. And it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, if I want to say something different, I could. But I mean, that's just the gist of it. Computer, call for help. And then the rest of them, though, what I think is really cool about them is that they play Pandora music and stuff. And so I can say, play the Frank Sinatra channel or...
Well, I'm gonna say that.
Yes, Peter's the one.
I'm going to out myself here. I listen to George Gershwin in the shower.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, you could do that. This is right. Mine is right next to the shower.
Mine's plugged in
right next to Yeah.
Well, there's one in the shower. There's one in the bedroom, there's one in the bathroom, and there's one in the kitchen.
Right.
So we have it wherever the fall risk could be.
Yeah, yeah. And all this is to say that there are these wonderful tools through Constant Contact that can really reduce the stress on both the person being caregived for and for the caregiver and really be efficient about all this. And like we say a lot of times on this show, what we talk about is focused on the act of caregiving, but it's also really good for really everybody else. Just caregivers deal with it in this magnified thing.
Right.
I could say call the hospital, call Peter, any of those things.
Oh,
or,
I'm doing a distance learning thing
bored,
with my
gap. I want to play a game. I'm bored.
Right.
I want to play a game. And
or read. So it'll read to you or talk with you.
Yeah.
It'll talk with you.
Yeah.
It'll do any. It'll bring a book to me. It'll read the Bible to me. I mean, it's really, I have to say, it's pretty cool. Only thing, you know, that I have, because I had the, you know,
she must not be named.
Sometimes I'll forget and I'll call the computer that we had to name, you know, that's really Alexa. I've had to call them computer, and sometimes I'll say Alexa, and of course, you know who comes on.
Well, when we went to the Constant Companion system, that was one of the concerns, because I didn't want to have to have Gracie reload all of her stuff that she had on Alexa, because a lot of people already have Alexa. They say, well, why do I need another one? You can either reload it, or you can have it and run two separate systems.
Right.
And it works either way.
But... like on Monday mornings, I get a call that they ask me, you know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You know,
from a real person.
Yeah, from a real person.
So this is a combination, because I'm learning about this too. So this is a combination of both device and service. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And they'll call, and then like I had a conference call last month with I guess the board or something, and they just asked, you know, what do I want out of you know, my computer
or my your experience,
you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they will tailor it to our needs.
Right.
And the fact that, and for our situation, we set up so that Gracie gets a call at 10 o'clock every Monday morning.
Right.
And they're just calling. It's a real person, and they contract, I think, with Visiting Angels to do this. But it's a real person who does this, and they call up and they just said, "Look, how are you doing? How are you holding up?" And what's going on? Is there anything new? Is there something, you know, you need to talk about?
And it's a local person. And so I don't have to, it's not somebody across the country where, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I needed somebody to come to the house because Peter was speaking at a conference or something, they would make that happen. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Hmm. And really, as I'm thinking about this, you know, because they do have cameras you can do with this, and that's something that we talked about. But I don't want to see Peter that much. No. I'm kidding.
I am her constant companion.
Talked
about the children, though. I mean, yeah. When you say constant companion, first of all, it's a way for you to go, you know what? I can be in my own home and not have to go someplace I don't want to go.
Right.
You know,
right. Or while, if I want to give them
or
some
have to get somebody to come.
Like,
yeah.
Well, the thing into a facility, that is automatically a separation from your family and friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially right now.
And it puts you in a different path. And so the goal,
a path I never want.
Well, yes. And the goal is to help people to, you know, we've talked about this on the show. 92% of people want to age in their own home.
Well, this is a great way to
How is that going to happen with human resources?
Better living through technology is what we're going for here.
You're going to have to offset some of that stress.
There's not enough people.
Yeah. And so this is able to do this. And it's a tool. It doesn't replace the human touch. In fact, one of the things I like about Constant Companion is that it engages the human touch through the phone calls that she gets. But I was thinking about this when we looked at this of a stressed out caregiver of a special needs child that is just blowing up the house kind of thing, a kid with autism or whatever. And that person is not engaged regularly with other people. And if they're getting, and you can get a call every day, you can set it up so somebody calls every day. Programming it and say here's the script we want you to have, and say, how are you doing, how are you holding up? And I think about all these people who are so stressed, and I think, what would it be like if they had a phone call just to say, you know, how are you doing?
That is
you said
thing,
okay, you have cameras, John. And you have a thing, like a PA system in your house. You can go,
oh, it's really cool, that's
right.
Hey, make up your bed.
That's right. I can see that you have not made it.
Well, but these are things that I'm always looking for myself and then for my fellow caregivers on, okay, how can we better offset some of the stress? And there is no one tool. There's no one magic bullet that's going to do this. We all know that. But that doesn't mean we can't incorporate several things.
I think what John said was perfect.
John says often is perfect.
Well, it's true. Oh, wow. and I mean, why do we need you, Peter, again? I'm kidding.
Not sure that I
am. Raw charisma.
You are needed. I just miss John so much.
Spectacular hair.
You are an Arctic blonde. It's true. But I, you know, seriously, I mean, there's not enough people. Think about it. And so if you, as a parent, if your parents are not that old, but they need to be living with somebody like me, I wouldn't think of myself as a fall risk, but
you have no legs.
Okay. But I am, just because I, you know,
what was your first career?
All right. She
I wasn't born this way. So I don't think of myself. I mean, I don't dream, by the way. I don't dream myself without legs.
That's kind of interesting, isn't
it? My dreams, I have legs still. You know, it's kind of like when my brain, because I still have all those nerve endings, when my brain forgets, like when I first wake up, or something, or when I turn around to do something, and if I don't have my legs on, you know, a couple of months ago, I didn't tell Peter this, but I did not fall, almost did, but I did not. I just pulled my legs around, and I just thought, I'm just going to get, I mean, you know,
just stand up. Yeah.
I forgot that I didn't have any legs. And so, you know, but if I had fallen, again, that's a perfect example. Now, if I'd fallen in the bedroom, I will say this Alexa is not quite as nosy, John, as the tower one. But
understood.
If she hears something that's kind of out of line, she may say, hello, is there something you need? You know what I'm saying? Is there something
right?
That kind of thing. Now, but the camera thing, we've not gone into that point. But with kids, man, or like if you had aging parents or somebody that's got Alzheimer's or dementia, I mean, you can keep an eye on them and immediately, like you said, with the PA kind of system,
yeah,
so to speak. Well, you could say, what's going on?
Exactly. Well, I'll get into this later, but I'm doing the distance learning thing with the kids. And what I've done is I've set up it's hard for me to keep a schedule. So I just have a set of alarms that's every period. All right. It's second period. Let's head to math.
Wow.
Yeah. And
you're
dad. I'm by necessity, y'all. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, this is Peter Rosenberg, and this is Hope for the Caregiver. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Gracie, my wife, and all of the things that are involved in helping you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who's not. That is, for more information on Constant Companion, go to companion247.com. Companion247.com. We'll put this in the podcast as well. Companion247.com. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.